好，弟兄姊妹，我们先请来读几处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, we'll read a few passages from the Bible.
好，我们先请翻到路加福音十九章第十节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter
19,
verse 10.
Luke 19:10.
For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
所以我们主耶稣自己讲说他来到这个地上。
The Lord himself said to come into this world.
他有个目的要寻找我们这些人。
And there's a purpose, it is to seek and to save.
不仅是找到而且要救要拯救我们这些失丧的人。
Not only to seek, but also to save those who are lost.
我们再翻到使徒行传四章十二节。
Let's turn to Acts 4:12.
使徒行传四章，对，使徒行传四章十二节。
Acts 4:12.
除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.
他这边讲得很绝对。
Here, it speaks in a very absolute way.
他说除了主耶稣以外呢，没有别的拯救了。
Other than the Lord himself, there is no other name under heaven that we can be saved.
对 就除了我们主耶稣之外除了他的名之外我们没有办法有其他的拯救。
Other than the Lord Jesus, there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.
我们看哥林多后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 1.
哥林多后书第一章的第八到十节。
2 Corinthians 1:8-10.
对，哥林多后书第一章八到十，弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚西亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了，自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
2 Corinthians 1:8-10. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves.That we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and thus deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us.
我想我今天愿意交通的题目是，你要得救吗？
Today I want to share on a topic. Do you want to be saved?
你要得救吗？你希望被蒙拯救吗？
Do you want to be saved?
我们有一点点开头祷告。
So let's have a starting prayer.
主啊，我们来到您面前，谢谢你是我们的救主。
Lord, we come before you and we thank you that you are our Savior.
主啊，当我们一同的来纪念你，来思想你的时候，愿你开我们心中的眼睛。
When we come to remember you, to meditate on you, may you open our eyes, Lord.
不仅让我们看见我们自己真实的光景。
Not only do you show us our real condition,
主啊，也让我们里面生发一个心愿，一个认识，我需要你的拯救。
but also create in us a desire and a determination that we need your salvation.
啊，愿主你传递自由的传递你自己的话语。
Lord, may you freely speak to us.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 所以弟兄姊妹，也许我们乍听这个题目，感觉好像是在传福音。
So brothers and sisters, maybe when you hear of this topic, you think that we are sharing the gospel.
但是当然这些是我们信主的一个根基。
But of course we know this is the foundation of our faith.
然后这个对于这个根基的认识，也影响我们今天信主的追求。
How we know this foundation determines how we pursue.
对，也影响了我们怎么去领会神对我们的爱。
It also affects how we sense the love of God to us.
那当然也继续的影响我们是否宝贵我们今天所得的恩典。
And it also affects whether we regard this grace as precious.
我记得刚才念的几处的选出来的圣经。
I read a few Bible passages that I picked.
我们再次彼此提醒，我们的主耶稣是救主，他不是教主。
We want to remind each other that our Lord Jesus is our Savior. He's not the head of a religion.
但我以前提过，我们跟主耶稣跟神之间呢有多重的关系。
Of course, we have layers of relationship with our Lord.
对，比如说我们的神是我们的天父。
For example, our God is our Heavenly Father.
对，感谢主，我们是神的儿女，我们跟他有一个亲密的关系。
Indeed, we thank the Lord. We ask His children, we have a close relationship with Him.
好，我们的主是我们的好牧人。
Our Lord is also our shepherd.
他引导我们走一生的路。
He guides us through this life.
虽然我们有时候会走偏。
And sometimes we go astray.
但是感谢主，他引导我们走义路，走对的路。
But then our Lord leads us on the righteous path.
对，他也是我们的老师，也是我们的朋友。
He is also our teacher and also our friend.
对，他教导我们。
He teaches us.
他也像是一个最知心的朋友，理解我们。
And he's like our closest friend who really understands us.
那今天我提到这个关系是讲到我们这个人跟主的关系，他是我们的救主。
Today I want to focus on this relationship that our Lord is our Savior.
也就是说他是一位我们跟他的关系就是说他是救我们的，我们是被救的。
He is the one who saves us, and we are the one who is saved.
我想这是一个很基本的一个信主的认识，对不对？
This is a very foundational understanding for us.
那今天我们重新来温习的时候，我们要先问一个问题。
But today when we review this, we want to ask ourselves a question.
对，对你来说，你是否经历过他是你个人的救主？
Do you or have you truly experienced that He is your Savior?
你觉得你被主救了什么？
What have He saved you from?
对，我们常口里都说主耶稣是我的救主。
Yes, truly, a lot of times we say with our mouth that the Lord He is our Savior.
所以我刚才的问题是说。是这样问。
So my question is,
就在你个人的经历跟感觉里面。
In your personal experience and in your own sense within.
对，所以你有没有曾经觉得你有一个事情，有一个情况，你需要蒙拯救的？
Have you been in a situation or in a circumstance that you feel you need to be saved?
对，你不是嘴巴说啊，主是救主，救主。
Not only are you just saying with your mouth, oh yes, the Lord is my Savior, the Lord is my Savior.
而是我从里面知道说我有个事情，我需要蒙拯救。
But within yourself, you really have this sense that I have this thing that I need to be saved.
然后主在这个事情上面真的救了我。
And then the Lord indeed saved you in this circumstance.
然后我就经历到 他真的是我的救主。
And then you really experience that indeed he is my savior.
刚才保罗, 我们念了一段 保罗, 哥林多前后书的圣经。
We read this passage by Paul in 2 Corinthians.
对,他第, 哥林多后书1章10节, 他是这样写。
In 2 Corinthians 1:10, this is what he wrote.
对,保罗说, 他曾经救我们脱离那极大的死亡。
It says that he has delivered us from such a deadly peril.
现在人要救我们。
And he will deliver us again.
而且我们预期,指望预期说, 将来他还要救我们。
On him, we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us.
但我们在这里如果看上下文,
Of course, if we read this verse in its context,
对,上下文保罗曾经,保罗在回忆一个事情。
And Paul was recalling this event.
对,他曾经跟同工们在小亚细亚那边传道。
He was preaching the gospel with his companions in Asia.
但是在那个时候呢,有一个很大的危险。
And at that time, there was a great peril.
甚至到一个危险到一个地步,他们觉得这次是没命了。
And it was really a very bad situation that they despaired even of life.
对,所以这句话从一个字面上的意思可以说保罗回想到过去主曾经救过他。
And so he was recalling how the Lord had saved him.
当然这边也有许多弟兄们也有这样一个解释领会。
Other brothers also have this sense of this verse.
就是说在过去的时候,当我们信主的时候,我们的那个灵得救了。
In the past, when we accepted the Lord, our spirit was saved.
对,我们重生得救,里面的生命活过来了。
When we were born again, we were made alive within.
然后灵得救。And
our spirit is saved.
对,今天活在地上呢,主要还,主仍然要救我们的魂。
And today we're living here on earth, the Lord wants to save our soul.
对,叫我们这个心思能够正常。
That our mind will become normal.
那情感不要像神的情感的感觉。
And our emotions would be like the Lord.
然后等到主再来的时候。
And when the Lord comes back.
对,我们有身体得赎,我们得到一个不会朽坏的身体。
Then our body will be saved and we will have an incorruptible body.
对,我想也有弟兄们有这样的一个领会。
And some brothers also have this sense.
对,但不管怎么领会,你会很明显的感觉保罗是一个觉得他需要被救的一个人。
And no matter how you read this, you can sense that Paul is one who knows that he needs to be saved.
对,很多时候我们弟兄们思想保罗的时候,
Many times when our brother meditates on Paul,
对,总觉得保罗照理讲是应该最属灵,最刚强的人。
We always think Paul is the strongest and the most spiritual man.
但你看他那个说话的语气,
But if you read and follow what he says,
所以他说,主过去救我。
He said, the Lord had saved me in the past.
那我现在还在被救。
And he is continually saving me.
那我以后仍然需要被救,而且主会救我。
And in the future, I still need him to save me, and the Lord indeed will save me.
所以在保罗的感觉里面,
And so within Paul, this is what he sends.
他觉得他蒙拯救的需要是一个持续性的。
He knows that he needs to be continually saved.
他并不是说,我那个信耶稣的那个时候我被救了。
He does not think that, oh, I have already been saved when I first believed the Lord.
以后这件事情就已经了结了,我已经被救了嘛。
And so I have a conclusion of this event already because I've already been saved.
不是,保罗不是这种感觉的。
This is not what Paul thinks.
对,他觉得他一生的时间,所有的这些一生呢, 他都需要活在一个蒙拯救的一个经历里。
For Paul, he knows that his whole life, he needs to live in an experience of continually being saved.
至少他在回想那个曾经的拯救了之后，他心中是满了感谢。
But of course, when he recalled how he was first saved, he was full of thanksgiving.
因为他讲到那个死亡的时候，他说那是一个极大的死亡。
Because when he talked about that death, he said that it's such a great death, a deadly peril.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们在这个地球，或者是在这个地球的这个长远的历史里面。
In this world history that we're living in,
对，直到今天我们的理解是没有一个生命体是可以躲得过死亡。
We know that none of us can escape death.
我们历史历代所有的人呢，他的结局都是进了坟墓。
Everyone, their end is the grave.
对，这个结局是已经定好了。
And this end is already settled.
这么就是历世历代这么多的人。
So through the generations, all the people.
但除了几个被提的那种特殊情况。
Except for a few who have been raptured.
但是就是在正常的这个所有这么多历世历代所有的人里面。
So generations after generations, and for all these people who had lived.
从他出生的那一刻起。
From the moment they were born,
他进坟墓的结局就已经定了。
Their conclusion of entering the grave has been settled.
弟兄姊妹，当然我从这个角度，我们来领会那个极大的死亡。
So it's from this perspective that we want to understand that great death.
你发现，不管人怎么样努力，怎么样去挑战这件事情。
No matter how much effort and how much you want to fight this,
都没有办法胜过这个死亡的权势。
There is no way for you to overcome the dominion of death.
不仅如此，我们的一生就像是活在死亡的阴影的底下。
And not only that, our whole life we're living under the shadow of death.
对，我们一生可以做很多的事情。
Of course, we can do many things in this life.
我们也不去想以后死不死。
And maybe we're not thinking, oh, one day we're gonna die.
但在我们心里面的深处，我们知道有个阴影。
But then, it really in the depths of our heart, there's a shadow.
对，这个阴影就是说，我一生不管怎么做，做的再大、再轰轰烈烈、再小，不管如何。
And it is.This shadow is no matter what I do, no matter how successful and famous I am.
最后就是到了死亡。
The end is death.
对，不仅如此，我们一生这些短的年日里。
And not only that, this short life that we have.
都活在神的震怒的底下。
We actually live under the wrath of God.
对，我昨天还跟一些弟兄姊妹有点倚老卖老的感叹。
Yesterday, I was talking to brothers and sisters and sharing with them, you know, my being, you know, having come through this number of years.
就是我们的人生，假设我现在是80岁好。
And let's just say if I'm 80 years old right now.
回想我过去整个人生。
And then I'm thinking of what had happened to me in my life in the past.
对，可能有快乐的时候。
Maybe there are joyous times.
啊，但是似乎会给我一个留下深刻印象的事情呢。
But the deep impression that I have.
恐怕都是那些痛苦的时候。
Maybe most of them are the times of pain and suffering.
对，艰难，然后忧愁的这些时候，恐怕很难忘记的。
Difficulty and sorrowful times are hard to forget.
所以。我们这些结局已经定，我们一生是这样一个光景。
So this is the condition of our life here.
然后我们以后有一个可怕的结局。
And then there is a frightening end at the end.
就是神那个永远的审判跟永远的刑罚。
And that's the eternal judgment and eternal punishment.
对，有的人就称它叫地狱了。
And some people call it hell.
在那个情形，有时候我也。不敢说我能够，我没有办法想象他所有的准确的情况。
Of course, I do not and cannot express it accurately or describe how it is like.
我只知道那是一个火湖，是一个不灭的火。
But I know it is said to be a lake of fire, and that fire cannot be quenched.
那是一个捆锁 一切最可怕、最恶的那个地方。
It is a place where evil reigns, and it's a prison.
对，没有神，神不在那里，应该这样说。
There is God is not there.
所以就在那个永火跟永刑里面，永远的灭亡。
And so in that eternal fire, eternal punishment, and eternal destruction.
但是感谢主，虽然我们没有办法完全的去想象他的情况。
And even though we cannot totally fathom that condition,
但是我们有个选择。
But we, right now we do have a choice.
我们可以选择不要去那个地方。
Our choice is we can choose that we don't want to go there.
我们可以选择不要最后进到那个结局里面。
We do not want to enter into that condition.
所以当我们愿意信耶稣的时候，
and so when we are willing to believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们心中就有个感觉，
then we have this sense in our being,
主啊，求你救我免去那个结局。
Lord, save me so that I don't have to face that type of an end.
救我免去今天在这个人生里面一个死亡的一个肯定的结局。
Save me from that settled end of death.
所以当我们信主的时候，照理讲我们里面有一个需要被救的一个心愿。
So actually we all need to that have that sense of, oh, I want to be saved.
所以直到今天我们每次在波饼聚会，
and so every time in the breaking of the bread meeting,
时不时的我们的主就提醒我们，叫我们再次温习我们所得的拯救。
And the Lord keeps reminding us and wants us to rethink and review this salvation.
然后当我们信主越久的时候，
and the longer we have believed in our Lord,
然后我们就越来越觉得，哇，我当初没有想这么多啊。
And we say, oh, at the beginning,I didn't really think of that much.
但是当我越来越思想的时候，原来我是蒙了这么大的救恩。
But the more I think about it, I realize, oh, what a great salvation I have obtained.
对，这是一个何等大的拯救。
This is indeed a great salvation.
所以有的时候我接受主的帮助，也接受弟兄姊妹们的一些帮助，去思想这个救恩的奇妙和伟大。
So through the Lord's help and through brothers and sisters' help, I think about how great this salvation is.
有的弟兄他讲到说，我们蒙恩得救呢，就好像一个在游泳的人快要溺水了。
Some brothers describe it as we're like one who's swimming and almost drowning to death.
就是说我们在这个人生的光景，或在这个神审判的这个结局底下，我们好像游在一个罪的海洋里面。
So under this judgment and condemnation of God, we are like in the sea of sin.
然后我们没有办法，我们要被这个海洋吞没了。
And we are being swallowed by this sea.
对，好像没有办法呼吸。我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有这种快要溺水的经历，我好像没有办法呼吸了。
I don't know if you've experienced this condition of not being able to breathe and drowning.
好，这个时候你有什么反应呢？
At this point, what would be your reaction?
主啊，救我。
Maybe you'll say, Lord, save me.
Anybody, 就任何人救我。
Anyone, save me.
所以在那个时候好像有从高天之上伸出一只拯救的手。
And at that point, from heaven come out this saving arm.
把我这个马上要沉沦溺死的人呢，把我从这个当中能够拯救起来。
And for one who is drowning, this arm saves this person out of that water.
然后在旧约的先知里面，他们有一种感觉。
And the prophets of Old Testament have this feeling.
他说，我这个人呢，就像从火中抽出来的一根柴。
That I'm like a stick, a branch that'sTaken out or saved out of that fire.
也就是说我这根柴呢已经放在火里面马上就要烧了。
And this stick is supposed to be burned in the fire.
或是正在烧了。
Or if it has already been burning.
对，一直烧下去的话，我这个柴就灰飞烟灭了，没了。
And if it continues to be in the fire, this stick would be lost.
但今天有一个施怜悯的手。
But then today there is a merciful arm.
把我这根在火中燃烧的柴把它抽出来。
And this hand took that stick out of that burning fire.
那它抽出来的时候，我发现我可以不用被整个烧成灰。
And when I'm taken out, I don't have to be continually burned into ashes.
有一个比方，也许弟兄姊妹有听过。
Maybe there's an example that brothers and sisters have heard before.
对，在一个那个奴隶的时代。
In the time of slavery.
对，在奴隶的时代里面，这个奴隶的买卖是合法的。
We know that it was legal in those times to buy and sell slaves.
所以我们这个蒙拯救的人就好像一个奴隶。
And for us who are saved, we are like one who is a slave.
然后有一天呢，我这个奴隶呢被摆在那个市场上面要被买卖。
And I was in the slave market standing there.
对，我好像是在一个不管仇敌的权势啦，或是在一个律法的这个审判的底下，我像一个奴隶。
So I was like a slave of the enemy, or even under the judgment of the law.
但对于一个真正的一个，我们就想象，假设我是一个真正一个奴隶市场的奴隶。
So just imagine, I am a slave in the slave market.
然后有一天我被放在那个市场上，等着被贩卖。
And then I was in this market to be sold.
然后我心里面非常的忐忑不安。
And so there is, in my heart, there was this anxiousness.
我在想说，待会来买我的主人会是怎么样一位主人呢？
What kind of a master would be the one to buy me?
是不是一个刻薄的主人呢？
Would it be a hard master?
还是一个残忍的主人呢？
Or a very cruel master?
他把我买过去，把我像狗、像猪一样对待呢？
That when he after he bought me, he will treat me like a dog or a pig.
对，就好像我一个奴隶蜷缩在一个市场的角落里面发抖，也不晓得之后的前途是如何。
So in that slave market, in front of that auction, I'm trembling about my future.
对，但今天来了一个人。
But then today came one.
对，他叫耶稣。
And he is the Lord Jesus.
对，他就说，我愿意付最重的代价买回这个奴隶。
And he said, I'm willing to pay the greatest price to buy this slave.
对，我要救他脱离在这个一个奴隶永远沉沦的一个光景里。
I want to buy this person to save this person out of that eternal destruction.
对，最大的代价他都愿意出。
And I'm willing to pay any price.
所以当这奴隶说我愿意的时候。
And when this slave said yes.
对，他被我们就被我们的主买赎出来。
And the moment the person say yes, the Lord bought him.
他把我们从那个捆绑跟那个奴隶的光景被拯救出来了。
The moment we say yes, the Lord save us out of that bondage, out of that state of slavery.
弟兄姊妹，以前我听过一个词汇，一个词。
I have heard of this phrase.
他说有的弟兄姊妹得救的时候是厉害的得救。
Some brothers or sisters, when they got saved, they were saved in a very dramatic way.
或是他得救的时候是非常的清楚，非常的厉害，就是非常的强烈的，他知道他得救了。
Okay, they really have this sense of a great, being greatly saved.
所以弟兄姊妹，刚刚我讲的这些，也许我只是讲了一些形容。
Maybe what I have said are mere descriptions.
但是我在想哈，这些清楚厉害得救的人，当他们信主的时候，可能就是这些感觉。
But for those who are clearly and greatly saved, these are how they felt.
没有错，大家都是得救了，也真的得救了。
Of course, the ones who are saved are truly saved.
对，真的都信主了。
And they all believed.
啊，但是有的人里面有一个很强烈的感觉。
But then there are some who really have a very deep and great sense of what had happened.
当他们说主啊救我的时候，向主呼求的时候。
When they cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, save me.
然后他们抓住这个福音的这个应许。
And they grab on to this promise of the gospel.
哇，他们发现他们真的得救了。
Then they realize that they are truly saved.
对，真的可以脱离他们原本的那个结局，还有他们一生的空虚了。
And they truly can be rid of that emptiness and that meaninglessness.
所以我们称他们叫做，称这种情形叫做厉害的得救。
And this is what we call really a great salvation.
这个有什么不同啊？
So what's the difference?
如果我是那个奴隶，
If I were the slave,
然后我得救的时候，我真的觉得我是从一个没有盼望的奴隶被拯救出来。
And truly I felt that I was saved out of hopelessness.
然后当我看到我新的主人的时候，
And when I see my new master,
我一看到有一位主人，他愿意付最大的代价来买赎我。
I see one who's willing to pay the greatest price just to save me.
然后他又告诉我说，你现在自由了，你可以选择离开，你可以做任何的选择了。
And then he said to me, now you are free. You can choose whatever you want.
但是因为我今天得救的时候，我感觉太宝贵了。
But then because when I get saved today, I see how precious it is.
我从那个根本无力出来的那种黑暗的一个情形里面被救出来了。
From that hopelessness and without strength, I'm saved out of that.
然后我就告诉耶稣说。
And then I tell the Lord Jesus.
对，我爱我的主人。
I love my master.
我知道你爱我，但所以我也爱你。
Because I know how much you love me.I also love you.
对，我愿意一生留在你的家里面来侍奉你。
I'm willing to stay in your house and serve you.
因为这个拯救实在是太大太宝贵了。
Because this salvation is indeed so great, so precious.
那我选择我不要自由离开。
I choose not to go free.
我选择我要一生来跟着你。
I choose to follow you.
所以弟兄姊妹。这边有一个影响。
So here you see there's an influence.
对，当一个人真的有认识到，也感受到我是一个蒙大拯救的人。
When a person realizes I have been greatly saved,
我觉得奉献对他来讲不是根本不就不是一个困难的事情。
Then consecration is not really a hard thing or a big deal.
所以有时候我在思想，我们没有办法把自己归给主。
So sometimes I think the reason why we cannot consecrate ourselves.
因为我们对我们所蒙的拯救看得太小了。
Because we look at this salvation as so little and in such a light manner.
对，我们不太能够明白体会我们是蒙了一个何等大的拯救。
We cannot have that sense that what we got is such a great salvation.
我另外举诗篇的例子。
Another example is from the Psalms.
其实也不算例子啊，就是诗篇里面那个作诗人的他的生活。
Well, this is not just example, but a life lived by the psalmist.
我们先翻到诗篇25篇。
So we'll turn to Psalm 25.
诗篇25篇第五节。
Psalm 25:5.
求你以你的真理引导我，教训我，因为你是救我的神，我终日等候你。
Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day.
哇，他这边还不是讲什么危难的时候。
Here, he's not even talking about dangerous time.
哇，他是说， 主啊，我愿意走在真理的路上，对的路上。
He's saying, I want to walk on the way of truth.
就算是这件事情，我愿意常常等候你。
And even for this thing, I will wait on you.
你引导我，教训我，就等于是在救我。
And if you're teaching me, you are actually saving me.
对，免得我偏行几路，走到那个虚假的路上。
Otherwise, I would go astray and walk on the way of deception.
十七节。
Verse 17.
就二十五篇十七节。16-17节。
Verse 16 and 17.
求你转向我，连续我，因为我是孤独困苦，我心里的愁苦甚多，求你救我，脱离我的祸患。
Turn yourself to me and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses.
他说啊，主啊，我觉得好孤单啊。
I feel so lonely, so desolate.
然后我心里面有很多的愁苦。
There's so much troubles in my heart.
对啊，求你救我脱离这些。
May you save me out of all this.
二十节。
Verse 20.
求你保护我的性命，搭救我，使我不致羞愧，因为我投靠你。
Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you.
所以当是这边，也许大卫他有一些真正在环境上的一个危难，或是有性命的威胁。
Maybe David here has some danger and it's very dangerous or even for his life.
他就告诉主说，主啊，求你搭救我。
He said to the Lord, deliver me.
所以我把圣经里面，我把诗篇里面找了好多地方。
I found so many places in the Psalms.
对，是的，我以前我是知道说诗篇里面有很多是向主呼求，求主拯救他的一些话语。
I know that in the Psalms there are many prayers of crying out for help and deliverance to the Lord.
我这次真的去找。
But this time I really go and look for all the places.
哇，好多啊。
And there are so many.
这个中文比英文的变化多一点。
There seems to be more in Chinese than English.
对，我先用中文念一下哈。
So we'll read that in Chinese first.
它里面有拯救，有救拔，有搭救，有解救，有救回，有救赎，有救护，有救出，有救助，有救赎。如果英文的话，就是我是不是列了一些？
Yeah.
你念一下。
那你英文。
就是它有 save， 有 deliver， 比如说那个。救护就是保护，有 protection 的意思。有救回来就是 bring you back to the right place。然后有 help， 有 redeem， 有 protection， 有等等这些的意思。
So there's so many different words that are used for salvation。
但不管怎么样，在这些作诗人的生活里面，他充满了蒙主的拯救。
But no matter what, in the life of the psalmist, it's full of being saved by the Lord.
或是说充满了他需要蒙拯救的那个需要。
Or it is full of his sense that he needs this salvation and deliverance from the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这个诗篇是作诗人第一首经历主的那种情感跟表达。
The psalm is an expression of the feeling of the psalmist.
但如果今天啊，我这个人没有那种蒙拯救的经历。
But today, if I do not have the experience of being saved,
或是说我今天很少有那种需要蒙拯救的那种需要。
Or if I don't have a sense of need to be delivered.
我们就很难读懂诗篇。
Then it is hard for me to really understand the psalm when I read it.
因为这是这些诗篇，这些作诗人的他里面的那些感觉啦，呼求深处的需要。
Because this is a cry of the psalmist of his deepest need.
如果我们自己都没有这种需要跟经历的话，我们没有办法去体会。
If we do not have that need in ourselves, it is hard for us to understand the point of view of the psalmist.
很多时候我想我们祷告的时候可能会常这样说，主啊，帮助我。
Maybe in our prayer we say, Lord, help me.
其实严格来讲，那个帮助我的意思，里面也带着救我的意思。
Of course, strictly speaking, when you say help, the help also encompass some sense of saving.
但是如果当你有一天你遇到一个情形，你向主呼求说，主啊，救我，那个是不一样的。
But one day when you encounter a situation and you cry out and say, Lord, save me, that's different.
对，你感觉这个是一个更强烈的呼求。
Because it is such a more serious and, a very needy type of cry.
这好像是说，主啊，我不行了，这个我实在没有办法了，我到了尽头了，你一定要救我啊。
Because you're saying, Lord, I'm hopeless. I've come to my end. You need to save me.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想我今天借着这个机会，我们一同来思想。
So through this opportunity today, let us come together and meditate.
我相信我们每个人都100%承认主耶稣是我们的救主。
Of course, all of us here would agree 100% that the Lord is our Savior.
但现在我们要学习的是，我是不是真的信得过他是我的救主。
But what we have to learn is, in reality, can we really trust that the Lord indeed is my Savior?
然后直到今天。
And up to today,
我们想一下我们过去的光景。
Let us think our experience from the past.
你真的或是我们真的有一个感觉和需要是向主祷告说，主啊，救我吗？
Do I have a sense and a need and cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, save me?
对不对，我相信我们会有这些需要的。
I'm sure we all have this need.
我们去西岸，我们去一些特会，西岸聚会或是夏令会。
We attended conference like the WCCC or our own summer conference.
有的时候我们可能因为听信息听太多了。
Maybe because we have listened to a lot of messages.
我们可能会有个感觉，就是这个信息的里面的内容跟我的那个距离，就是理解的距离不会那么那么的远。
Maybe we feel that the content of the message is not far from my mental understanding of it.
也就是说，我们弟兄们交通的内容的本身，可能很多我们以前是听过的。
For example, a lot of the messages that are released are things that we have already heard of before.
对，所以不会感觉太陌生，也觉得都能够理解。
They're not like very new to us, and we feel that we can understand them.
但是我有感觉有一个地方是我跟讲人距离很远的。
But then there's a place where I feel that I am far from the place of the speaker.
当中一个就是他们心中那个迫切的感觉。
For example, one is the urgency that the speaker has.
我知道，我可以体会弟兄们心中的那个迫切的感觉。
I can sense that in our brother there's a sense of great urgency.
我也觉得一个基督徒对于这些事情上应该要迫切。
And I do agree that for us Christians, we have to have a sense of urgency with regard to this matter.
但是我心中承认，我就是没有那么迫切。
But I admit that in my heart, that level of urgency is not the same.
这后来终于觉悟了，原来这个迫切的感觉是勉强不来的。
And then I realized that this sense of urgency or this level of urgency is not something that you can force to have it.
弟兄姊妹，可能有一些的原因。
And maybe there are a few reasons.
我这次觉得当中有一个原因 是因为我们缺少一个被救的感觉。
And one of the reasons is because we lack that sense of need that we need to be saved.
如果一个人他里面真的一个需要主啊，我需要被救的话，你不用勉强他，他自己都觉得很迫切。
If indeed you have that great sense that you need to be saved, there would naturally be that urgency.
那有时候我们真的求主开我们的眼睛。
And so may the Lord really open our eyes.
对，以前前面的弟兄们他们传福音的时候，他们举一个比方。
The brothers before us, they used this example when they preached the gospel.
他说，当我看到我爸爸妈妈还没信主。
When I see that my parents have not been saved.
对，我很正常就看，就这个人还是活生生的在我面前，我看着他。
They're, of course, they're alive. They're before me.
但是我里面有一个图画，这个人呢，现在是在一个火烧的房子里面。
But then, really, in my inner eye, see that they are in a house that's on fire.
而他自己还不知道。
But the people in there do not know.
但房子已经烧火了。
And the house is already burning.
然后他在里面喝茶、聊天、看报纸。
But the people in there are still reading the newspaper, drinking tea.
然后因为他有这种看见，他里面就觉得很迫切。
And because I see this reality, I have this urgency.
对，我亲爱的爸爸妈妈或者亲爱的这个认识的人，我觉得心中很迫切，所以为他们祷告，希望他们信主。
Because they're my beloved parents, or they're my beloved.I have this urgency to pray for them.
然后孙弟兄在西安聚会的时候，他其实包含夏令会是不是？他用一个那个鹿要逃跑的那个比方。
In WCCC and our retreat, Brother Sun used this example of the deer that's running.
对，他讲到那个如鹿切慕溪水。
It's the deer that panteth after the water.
他说我们奔跑要像快如母鹿的蹄。
When we run, we have to be as fast as the deer's hind feet.
哦，是，但是他讲到说，那个鹿奔跑的时候是怀胎，有可能是怀胎奔跑，或是被那个猛兽在追杀的时候的奔跑。
So that running of the deer, either the deer is pregnant and being preyed upon, that's why the deer runs so fast.
所以当这个鹿有感觉，它需要蒙拯救。
And so when the deer has this sense that, she needs to be saved.
对，后面有一个很危险的那个威胁在后面。
Because there's a danger she's being preyed upon.
所以当它奔跑的时候，就带着一个迫切的感觉。
And so there's that urgency in that running.
因为它里面知道说，哇，有一个威胁，我需要稳定的快步的往前跑，有一个迫切的感觉往前跑。
So because of the prey coming at her, she has this sense that I need this urgency of running, but running steadfastly and swiftly.
对，所以我想我今天愿意说，我们回去之后。
So when we go home today,
想一想，我是否有一个蒙拯救的需要
？Let us think. Do I have a sense?That I need to be saved.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们自己都觉得不太需要。
Maybe we don't think we have that need.
那神为什么要救你呢
？Now why did the Lord have to come and save you?
我自己都没有感觉我有任何被救的必要性。
If I don't have a sense of need to be saved,
神就没有意思要插手我们任何的事情。
Then why would the Lord have to intervene?
但是如果我们有一些看见
But if we truly see,
知道说有些不少的事情我需要主的拯救
that there are all these things that I need the Lord to save me,
我们就开始有这些诗篇里面相似的呼求
then we will have similar cry as the psalmist,
主啊你必须要拯救我你必须要救拔我你必须要救我出来
Lord, save me, deliver me out of all this.
对，弟兄姊妹，没有什么不好意思的，没有你这种事情，你不要 不要再管你的面子了。
Don't care about your face or how you look right at this moment.
对，有时候我们像可能弟兄姊妹或是一些人寻求帮助。
Maybe sometimes we ask for help from others or from brothers and sisters.
哇，我这个功课我真的做不出来了。
Oh, I have this problem with my homework. I can't deal with it.
那 A 同学，你可以救我一下。
You are an A student. Gotta save me.
对，有时候我们不好意思讲嘛。
Maybe we're ashamed to say it.
但是我们来到主的面前，根本谈不上什么面子不面子。
But we are coming to the Lord. Why are we still caring about our faith?
对，我都快没救了，你还管什么面子嘛？当然，赶快跟主呼求啊。
I'm already in a hopeless situation. I've got to cry out and for help.
所以有的时候，我在信主前，我跟很多朋友讲过，我是很能够比较能够体会人生的空虚。
Before I got saved, like how I was telling friends, I can really sense the emptiness of human beings.
然后创世纪一开始就说地是空虚混沌。
And we read in Genesis that the whole space is void and empty.
然后罗马书那边有提到说整个受造之物现在都浮在虚空之下。
And the whole creation is under this emptiness, meaninglessness.
所以我觉得我在信主之后
And so after I got saved,
我虽然没有用那种主啊救我那种语气
even though I did not literally say, Lord, save me.
但是我里面真的有一个需要，我求主救我脱离这个虚空的人生。
But I truly, inside of me, I said to the Lord, you have to save me from this emptiness of life.
对，我不想过了十几二十多年之后呢，我一回头一看一片空虚。
I don't want to go through 10, 20 years and when I look back, it's all vain and empty.
但是我凭着我自己，我不晓得怎么摆脱这种空虚。
But if I were just to be depending on myself, I do not know how to be rid of this emptiness.
对，也许我可以试着去去吃好吃的东西，去旅游，但是这些解决不了我的空虚。
Maybe I can escape by going on vacation or eating good food, but they cannot really truly solve the real problem of emptiness.
弟兄姊妹，我这边再举一个 example， 举一个例子。
I'm using this as an example.
如果我们的生活只是吃饭、睡觉、上学、上班、上学、上班。
If our life just consists of drinking, eating, sleeping, and then going to work,
这是一种空虚的生活。
This is a life of emptiness.
也许我们有固定来聚会。
Maybe we come to meeting regularly.
但是我们不见得主是我们里面的满足跟供应，不见得。
But then maybe the Lord is not really our inner supply or satisfaction.
所以对一个基督徒来讲，对我来讲。
So for a Christian and for myself.
有时候突然回头一看，哇，过去的日子，虽然我已经信主了，但过去的日子我觉得还是活在空虚里面。
Even though I'm already saved, when I look back, I feel like the days were still in vain.
我们就需要向主祷告，主啊，救我们脱离这种生活。
And so we need to cry out to the Lord, Lord, save me, get me out of that type of an empty life.
对，救我们不要再年年月日日月月年年这样子下去，却没有找到真正主要的神所要的意义。
I don't want to go year after year and not really finding the meaning of what God wants.
所以我们就心中感觉啊，如果我看见我这个光景的时候，我就向主说主说呼求说主啊，求主救我脱离这种虚空的生活。
If I indeed see this condition in myself, then I will cry out to the Lord, save me, deliver me from this kind of situation.
有时候我们人刚硬不信。
Sometimes times we are hardened and we don't believe.
我们弟兄有提到以色列人在旷野漂流了38年。
We have said that the Israelites were roaming around, going around in the wilderness for 38 years.
对，有的时候我们一回头看，哦，常常来查经啊。
Maybe we look back, hey, I'm come to Bible study regularly.
然后信息聚会我也注意听，也没睡觉。
Well, I pay attention during the message meeting and I'm not falling asleep.
可是我突然发现我常常学习终究都不能明白。
But then I discover that even though I'm under all this learning, I don't really understand.
我突然有个警觉 惊醒，就是我信主多年好像在绕圈圈。
Then all of a sudden I'm awaking that I'm really going in circles.
再下去的时候，再下去的话，下去十年可能还是绕圈圈。
And maybe the next 10 years I'm still going in circles.
然后我突然有这种好像 wake up call， 就是一个惊醒的一个。铃响的时候，我就向主说：“主啊，救我！”
And then all of a sudden, I had this wake up call, and then I realized, yes, Lord, I need you to save me.
我需要有改变。
I need to change.
我不管什么改变，我一定需要有改变了。
Whatever kind of change, I need to change.
所以我向主呼求说：“主啊，救我脱离在这种不冷不热的光景里。”
And Lord, deliver me out of this lukewarm situation.
有时候我们人有软弱，有罪。
Yes, sometimes we sin and we're in weakness.
在诗篇里面有一句话，有几句话写得很好。他说那个罪，好像罪孽，好像在追我，在 chase， 在追我。
In the Psalms, it says the sin is chasing me.
然后不止如此，那个罪孽好像比头发还多。
And the sin is way more than the hair of our head.
对，有时候我们这个肉体的那种情形，我们自己都觉得有点讨厌。
But even us ourselves, we hate the condition of our flesh.
啊，不是有点讨厌，是很讨厌，就是那个。
Really, really hate it.
约伯他自己都讲说，我厌恶自己。
Because even Job said that he can't stand himself.
对，有时候我们好像。我最怕弟兄姊妹问我一个问题。
I'm very scared of brothers and sisters ask me this question.
不好意思，没有把这个，就是伟修弟兄啊，我有一个罪一直捆绑我。
Brother Benjamin, I have this besetting sin that's taken hold of me.
你可不可以告诉我该怎么脱离这个罪的捆绑？
Tell me, how can I be released of this bondage of sin?
对啊，我就说我也自身难保。
I cannot save myself either.
没有，但我想我的意思，但主有他的得胜的一个得胜的一个原则。
But my point is, there is a principle of victory in the Lord.
但是有些时候，如果我们是一个真正愿意活在主面前的人。
If we are one who really wants to live before the Lord.
我们要行义，就是做行公义。
And really, we want to walk in righteousness.
然后我们就让圣灵常常的好像光照我们，哎呀，发现我这个人肉体真是糟糕啊。
And we let the Holy Spirit shine His light on us to see that our flesh is so corrupt.
对，有时候好像脱不开啊。
And it's as if we cannot be rid of it.
保罗也有这种需要。
Even Paul has this need.
保罗说：“主啊，我真是苦啊！你可不可以救我脱离这个取死的身体呢？”
Paul said, "Wretched man that I am, who can save me from this body of death?"
我们就向主呼求：“主啊，救我！”
Let us cry out to the Lord, "Lord, save me."
我愿意行义。
I want to walk in righteousness.
但里面有一个东西一直拦阻我。
But there is something in me that's hindering me.
求主脱我这个情形已经好多个月，好多年了。
This condition has been in me for years.
主啊，求你救我。
Lord, save me.
所以弟兄姊妹，我只是讲几个可能的情况。
I'm only mentioning this possible situations.
对，有的时候我们可能心中痛苦，有时候感觉受压。
Sometimes it's It's pain inside. Sometimes it's oppression within.
有时候我们忧愁，但是又知道忧虑是不好。
Sometimes we're sorrowful, but we also know that to be anxious is wrong.
有时候世界上有一个吸引，我知道这个吸引不好，但是我又受吸引。
Or there's an attraction from the world, and I know it is bad, and yet I'm attracted to it.
弟兄姊妹，这时候我们要见证一件事情。
This is the time for us to testify of one thing.
主是我们的救主。
The Lord is our Savior.
他要救我们脱离这一切的危险、凶恶跟捆绑。
He is going to save us from all this evil, this danger, and this bondages.
要怎么救我是没办法，我没有办法救你。
I cannot save you.
但是主是救主。
But the Lord is the Savior.
我们在我们愿意我们当中包含我在内，我们越来越经历主的拯救是这么的真实，这么的有果效。
More and more we experience that the Lord's salvation is so real and so fruitful.
我们看希伯来书第七章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 7.
希伯来书第七章的第二十五节
7:25
希伯来书七章二十五节，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
Therefore he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them.
最后再看一处提摩太后书第四章
And then 2 Timothy 4
提摩太后书第四章的第十七、十八节。
2 Timothy 4:17-18。
四章十七节开始，唯有主站在我旁边，加给我力量，使福音被我尽都传明，叫外邦人都听见。我也从狮子口里被救出来，主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶。也必救我进他的天国，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that the message might be preached fully through me, and that all the Gentiles might hear. Also, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen.
我人就是我们基督徒的路走得越多，我真的感觉主的拯救是更加的宝贵。
The more we walk this way, the more precious indeed is our Lord's salvation.
他在各方各面救我。
Because he's saving us in every different situation, in every sort of way, and in every areas of our life.
如果没有主的拯救，
If there is no saving grace of the Lord,
我都不晓得我今天的生活、家庭或是跟人的关系会是如何。
If it's not for his salvation, I do not know what would be my life, my family relationship, my relationship with other people.
我也不晓得我今天会变成什么样的人，很顽固呢？还是我也想象不到，我会变成很奇怪的人。
Or what kind of a person I would be today if not for him? Maybe I would be a very stubborn, a strange person.
我以前一直觉得我是一个很不错、很正常的人。
Before I always feel I'm quite normal as a person.
但是我慢慢多认识自己的时候，我发现如果没有主的拯救的话。我今天可能会变成一个怪叔叔。
And if not for his saving grace, probably today I would be kind of a weird uncle.
所以我越来越觉得主的拯救很大、很宝贵，而且对我来讲是很有福气的一件事情。
And so I really sense that the Lord's salvation is indeed great and precious and so blessed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要有个把握。
And so we need to have this confidence.
主应许我们，他要爱我们到底。
That the Lord said He loves us and He loves us to the uttermost.
他也说他要救我们到底。
And He also said He will save us to the uttermost to completeness.
换句话来讲，我们这些人呢，一直到最后都需要被救。
That means that even to the end, we still need to be saved.
在各方各面，很多的方面都需要被救。
We need to be saved in many areas, in every different way.
我至少今天要给弟兄姊妹一个印象，我们不是一个不需要，就是不是说信主之后就不需要被救了。
I want to leave with you this impression that it's not like after you are first saved, you don't have to be saved anymore.
我们有太多太多的方面需要主的拯救。
Because we need the Lord to save us in all these different ways and areas.
那这个拯救的恩典实在是一个很大的福气。
And this saving grace is indeed a great, great blessing.
不仅救你自己个人。
Not only is it saving you, this person.
同时之间也救了你的家人，可能我想很多时候也救了弟兄姊妹。
It's also saving your family and brothers and sisters.
对不对？你每天在家里面愁眉苦脸，在那边要骂人，你被救的话，当然家人也被救嘛。
If every day at home you have such a long face and you're always angry with people, if you're saved, then your family is saved.
保罗一直到他人生的末了，这是提摩太后书所讲的，人生的末了，他都觉得他需要被救。
And Paul, even at the end of his life, which is in 2 Timothy, he still feels he needs to be saved.
所以，当我们知道保罗他是一生竭力奔走要进天国的人。
Of course we know Paul is one who pursued to enter into the kingdom.
哇，他是这么的有力啊，常常是我们的榜样。
And he's full of strength and he's our example.
他最后他说
But then in the end, this is what he said.
我们他的主，我就我们的主要能够救他进天国。
But the Lord will bring me safely to His heavenly kingdom.
对，到了最后的时候。
And even up till the end.
他有一个感觉。
He has this sense.
我这个人能够进天国。
Me as a person can enter into the heavenly kingdom.
对，仍然是主的拯救。
It is because the Lord saved me.
没有错，我在主的面前竭力的往前。
It is quite true. I really am determined to go forward.
到头来我从另外一个角度来看的时候，原来每一步都是主的拯救。
But when I look back, each step is the saving grace of God.
然后他救我到底。
And He saved me to the end.
啊，救我进他的国度。
And He saved me into His kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的生活，但愿我们有个经历，我们常常蒙主的拯救。
May we have this experience that we're continually and very often always being saved.
对，越救越经历主的真实。
And the more we're being saved, the more we experience.
对，越救越觉得我们信主蒙拯救真的是越觉得宝贵。
And the more we're saved, the more precious He is to us.
对，越多蒙拯救，我这个人，我的家，神的家就越多蒙祝福。
And the more we're saved, the more blessed is the house of God.
对，我们一同彼此勉励，让救主这位主的身份是在我们生活在我们当中是实实在在的。
May this Lord who is our Savior be really saving us in reality.
好，我们就有个结束祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们怀着感谢的心，谢谢你成为我们的救主。
Lord, we really thank you that you indeed are our Savior.
主啊，我们向你呼求。
And we cry out to you, Lord.
主啊，不让我们以为自己主啊都不错，都不用蒙拯救了。
Don't let us think that we're okay, as if we don't need to be saved.
主啊，救我们脱离这个自以为是的光景。
Lord, save us, deliver us from this situation of thinking we're fine.
对，叫帮助我们常常经历你拯救的大能。
Help us to experience the powerful salvation that comes from you.
让我们再次把一切的感谢归给我们的救主。
Again, we want to thank you, our Savior.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 好，我们今天聚会就到这里。
Here ends our meeting today.